When do you think was the moment that you kind of decided to yourself that filmmaking was the career for you?
I have always been fascinated with the medium of filmmaking. I kind of attribute it all to my aunt, who was a producer, or is a producer in Hollywood. And she made such movies as Tremors and Short Circuit. And seeing how she was able to make films that brought creatures to life was fascinating to me. And, you know, I got to visit her on set a few times, which was cool. Once I kind of got into the arts, I started being able to really deconstruct what makes a film or what makes a visual product. And it was, again, fascinating to me that, you know, if you can control the editing, the music, the sound, the lighting, all of these things add to the emotion, and you could actually make a person feel a certain way. You know, you could, film makes you laugh, it makes you cry, it makes you, you know, feel excited, and to make someone feel through a fake sense of reality is an amazing tool. So I knew I had to explore it.
What were some films early in your life that kind of motivated you, that were kind of like, I want to make stuff like this?
Wow. Well, I love films that do things differently. You know, there's classical Hollywood cinema, which is formulated over time to tell stories in a very similar fashion. What I love are directors that dare to do something different. I love Fight Club. I love Memento when it came out. I love all the films that use narrative devices or use devices that are in film, and they twist it a little bit, because by doing so, it creates a whole new perception of reality. And that's what life is about, new perceptions of reality and different kinds of people.
How do you think Love Is All You Need does that?
Let me think about that for a second. Okay. Love Is All You Need is a way, let me think about this, how am I going to phrase this? That's a really loaded question, you understand. Love Is All You Need is an interesting project because it allows you to take the age-old adage, never truly know someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes, and attribute it to someone that has been bullied, young kids that are being bullied, or anybody that feels prejudiced against because of who they love. We have this saying that love should not define who you are, and that is completely the case. No one should be defined by a stereotypical title. They should be defined by the person they are within themselves, and that's what Love Is All You Need is about. Love Is All You Need is about a world where gay is considered straight and straight is gay, so in essence, the world is reversed. What would it be like to be bullied, beat up, and shunned by your peers for liking someone of the opposite sex? That didn't make sense. What would it be like to be bullied if a boy likes a girl and a girl likes a boy? Imagine if our socio status was reversed, and it kind of explores racism and human rights in a new light.
This question kind of deviates a little bit away from film, but why do you think our country is so obsessed with sexuality? Someone's sexuality is so important. You know, someone comes out of the closet and it's like this huge thing. Why do you think we're so obsessed with that kind of stuff?
I feel like sex is always stigmatized. It's always behind closed doors. It's always kind of the taboo thing, you know. So many people, it's like the talk of the town. It's what's interesting. You know, it's actually the one act that unites us all as human beings. You know, it's our innate primal sense. Is love and sex. And when you deviate from social norms, that becomes quite an issue. So I think that's why it's such a topical thing with our society.
Okay. Love Is All You Need started out originally as a short film. Now you're working on it, you know, to become a full length. How difficult is that to go from, you know, a not too long film to a full length? What's the process been like for you? What's the thought process behind it?
Well, this is interesting because when I first came up with the concept, I immediately wanted to make a feature film because there's so many stories that can be told in a long-form film. And I knew that since it didn't fit a mold in Hollywood, it would be a tough sell. So having a production company, we decided to make a short in order to showcase it as a feature idea. And that's exactly what we did. We launched a crowdfunding campaign, which is the short teaser, and we made the short film. And the hope always when you make a short film is that someone will come to you and be like, here's a bunch of money. Let's turn it into a feature. Yeah. And that's what's happened over the course of time. But for some reason, even though this film has won awards, it's gone to 30 million people, I have not found the right people to help me make this a reality. So what I'm doing right now is and also I've deliberately not gone to studios because studios will change a film. Have you ever seen like a really good idea of a film and then you go see it and you're like, that was terrible execution?
It's like the infamous story of Road to Perdition. I don't know if you've ever heard that story before.
So, you know, a lot of people, when you give a lot of people the ability to,
that's
when
right.
you give people that don't really know too much about the art of it and the story of it, the power to weigh in, and you have a bunch of different voices, and they're the ones that are controlling the money, you know, ultimately the project will suffer based on all these different viewpoints.
Yeah.
So for this project being so special and knowing that it could go so wrong if put into the wrong hands, I've always looked for independent financing for it. But a lot of independent financiers, they see this is scary because it's never been done before. People want to invest in something that's proven, and this is not proven. So what I'm trying to do is use the short to prove that it will be successful. And I would literally sell everything I own and do whatever it took to get this film made because I know it will be successful. Like, the numbers of the short don't lie. However, I just haven't. I know there's people out there that would probably invest. I just have not managed to get the word out because I kind of operate on my own island here at Genius Pictures. We have a great client base that gives us continual work to create products. And I've never had to go out and, like, seek funds for an original project. It's always kind of reversed. People seek me out to make their product. So, you know, I'm sure if this word gets out there, maybe I would find someone. But in the meantime, I'm launching an Indiegogo campaign. And I feel like if 10% of the people that have seen it donate $1, I can make this film a reality. I can make, being that I have a production company, I can make this film for a small amount of money. But my vision for this is to bring in A-listers from Hollywood. I have the California Tax Incentive, which gives us many incentives to shoot in Los Angeles. And what this will do is instead of sending us to, like, the far reaches, it will allow me to shoot in L.A. And I have a ton of support from Hollywood and actors that want to be a part of this. And it will make them very easy with a low-budget film at $3 million to bring them in as the roles. So I'm really hoping that I could raise the funds in the next few months so we could take advantage of the tax credit.
I'm happy that you mentioned your connections in Hollywood. Looking at your IMDb page, it's kind of like the page that never ends. The list of stuff that you've done on there is very impressive. You've worked with J.J. Abrams, Gore Verbinski. You've done a ton of TV. You worked on the last Pirates of the Caribbean film. How do you think all of that stuff has helped you get to this point that you are right now?
Oh, wow. Well, it's made me a better director. I feel like every director should have worked in crew. Every director should have sat on sets and seen the things that go right and the things that go wrong. And by sitting on sets and working very closely with other directors, it gave me the best training I could possibly ask for. And, you know, having that experience just is priceless in running a company and creating the content that I do today.
Why do you think someone should see Love Is All You Need, the short? Like, if you had to give me, like, one reason, why do you think it is?
Love Is All You Need gives a brand new perspective on bullying. And it shows people the flip side of what it would be like to be oppressed. And it opens people's minds to why prejudice and this whole struggle of gay rights is ridiculous. It shouldn't even be an issue. Because at the end of the day, we should not be defined by who we love. We should be defined by the person that we are.
Is there anything else that you want to say about this project, about the Indiegogo, about your future, what's next, Genius Pictures? The floor is yours, madame.
Well, Genius Pictures is my brainchild. We create content that makes a difference. It's Love Is All You Need really is the epitome of this company because, you know, Love Is All You Need has made some small difference in the world, and all of our content continues to do so. We work with nonprofits. We work with educational companies. We work with commercial companies, corporate, and television to create high-level, really engaging, sometimes educational, but moreover, projects that make people think and that make a difference. We love what we do. We're not, you think of Hollywood and you know what the Hollywood stereotype is. That's not what we're like here at Genius Pictures. We are real people that care about what we're doing, and we're doing it for a reason, and that is to change the world, or even a small part of it. We have tons of projects going on. We have about 100 projects in queue right now, and we're just trying to get our passion projects off the ground. So check us out at geniuspictures.com, rockoshields.com, and of course, loveisallyouneedthemovie.com. I feel like everyone wants to make a difference in this world. They talk about it, they talk about change, but I think the key here is to make change, and everyone has the power to use their craft to invoke change, and, you know, it's all about doing and putting things to action, and I just would encourage other people to do the same, because the more we could do rather than just talk, the better the world will be.